Speaking of injuries, I did get a few people send me some pretty grotesque injury pictures.
I haven't seen the photos yet.
We're not going to put them up.
Good. Thank you.
But we'll reach out to a few people this week. They were pretty good. And thank you for sending those. And Jay, you had a pretty cool fan send you a pic this week as well. Is this the coldest fan we sent?
Yeah. Here it is. Up in Finland, representing Matt Ryan there at Santa's office.
That's fantastic.
It said it at the time it was minus 18 Celsius, which I guess is around zero Fahrenheit. So very cold there. But we appreciate that pick.
Do we know this guy's name?
I had it, and now I can't remember.
Just threw that out there. I'm sorry. But whoever you are, thank you for sending
it. We'll show that to Matty Ice. We have to.
Yeah, we have to, and that's pretty awesome. You know, that's on my bucket list to get to Finland. I heard it's pretty fun in Helsinki.
I want to go to Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go to Helsinki and go to a techno club or something. Yeah. I heard that'd be pretty fun.
They like American gentlemen.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, there you go. Back to the game. That was the break with Matt Moore. We'll get to break with Bosek in a minute. But let's talk football again. Reed, you've been in the locker room. You're talking to the guys. And by the way, if you don't follow Reed on Twitter, you need to. Jay as well. But Reed, every time I ever walk in the locker room, he's in some guy's ear, kind of in the corner. You're talking, getting the scoop in there. What are you hearing right now, man?
It's only because these guys are unbelievable with the media, and just talking to each of them. And it's very, I don't know if it's cliched or by the book, but both Matt Ryan and the defensive side, Trufant, said it's all about following Coach Smith's plan. He has us in line to prepare for this. Schedule-wise, practice-wise, film room sessions, nothing's bigger than the moment. Again, going back to Matt Ryan's, the 3 feet in front of us. So it's just mentality, come in, do your job, play up to the potential that you have, and then see what happens on Sunday.
You know, this is the second week in a row I've done something stupid when the camera's been on Reed and he's talking. Last week I can't remember what I did. But he's sitting there gabbing away, and I'm like doing something really
doing
stupid.
Magic tricks
That the camera's really on me still.
You know what? The way to get out of this, we got to break with Bosek, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's smart.
Break with Bosek. What do you got for us, Brian?
All right, first off, the guy's name is Carl, who you saw in the picture.
Thank you. I was going with Cody or Carl. Yeah, so Carl. Thank you, Carl. And I thanked him on Twitter as well. But yeah.
And before we get to the break with Bosek, I want to do a little encore feature from our guy on the couch over there. He captured this with Nicole. It's a... Let's just watch.
It's the flop of the century right there.
So that was a special teams play. And you know what's funny is we went to break right after that, and I have the radio guys in my ear. Dave Archer could not control his laughter on the radio. He's like, that's the best flop I've ever seen.
I likened it to like that moment where you're watching like a cheesy action movie and they're like running away from the explosion. And
that is like an A-team. Like, when you're watching A-team, explosion happens, they all jump.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Nate Stupar, we showed that to him yesterday.
We did show that.
He got
to
a kick out of it.
He loved it, and he said, "Hey, you got to get the edge."
That's it.
He said, any edge you can get.
Joe Hawley would be proud.
Absolutely, that's really good, Brian. I love that.